So it would begin with the class of 2025. The class of 2025 would be required to have an ethnic studies course as part of its graduation requirement. And this falls in line with AB 331, which is a bill in the assembly right now that is looking at making ethnic studies a graduation requirement for all high school students in the state. And the class of 2025 timeline falls in line with that.
And what difference do you hope that this will make in your students' lives?
For me, it's about ensuring that you're represented within education. For my own personal story is really looking at when I started learning about Chicano studies, and it gave me kind of a counter narrative to a lot of my experience as to what I felt out in society, kind of always being treated as a criminal and feeling that, you know, I had some lower place in our society. And this allowed me to see the contributions of people like myself, some of the positive aspects, while simultaneously giving me a context to why things are the way they are in society, looking at history and different components of the way our society is structured that you don't necessarily get in traditional courses.
And in other positive news, the Supreme Court also recently voted to block the Trump administration's effort to end deferred action for childhood arrivals, or DACA. Can you talk about what this would mean for many recipients in Santa Rosa schools?
So for students that might, you know, qualify for DACA, you know, it just means that they have a means to be in the country legally. Usually it's on 2-year periods, but you know, this is just one small battle that was really won on a technicality. The issue is going to continue to be an issue. DACA is going to continue to be attacked until Congress, you know, steps up and takes some action and really implements, you know, DACA is kind of a result of the DREAM Act that was never passed in the legislature, right? So they need to take action and implement it into law so that we're not constantly facing these attacks, so that these students that have grown up here, lived here, this is the home that they know, can actually be able to live without having to be in the shadows or live in fear of being sent to a country that they don't know.
And moreover, many students have parents who are undocumented. They might live in mixed status families. How does that fear also impact students in their education?
Well, I think that for the undocumented community, that's a fear that, you know, constantly exists. You know, there's always that fear of deportation, you know, living in the shadows, and especially with the rhetoric that exists right now with this administration. So the fear is there. So it's just something that you learn to live with. But as a society, we need to come together and decide, you know, do we value these people, the work and the contributions that they make to our society? And are we going to push and hold our elected officials accountable to do something about it, to represent the values that we have? And so, again, until something gets done up in Congress, you know, these attacks are going to continue.